Hello everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. I'm Ron Berger. Today is June 28th, 2026. In this report, we'll take a look at what's coming up in the zodiac for July 2026. But before we begin, an important reminder. The weekly videos on this channel are available to people who donate to the channel. You are watching the once-a-month free public video. If you would like to have access to the upcoming month's weekly reports, stick around for the link at the end of this video to make your donation. Thanks. As we enter July, Mercury has just gone retrograde. This is the second retrograde Mercury period of 2026. The previous one, that began at the end of February, coincided with the beginning of the bombing of Iran. The usual Mercury retrograde problems of delays in communications, misunderstandings, mistakes in transactions, and so on will apply for most of July. Therefore, check to make sure that the message got through, repeat what the other person said so you can be sure you got it right, be careful when making purchases, and so on. Mercury is the planet of the media. When Mercury is retrograde, news reports are more likely to be wrong, at least initially. Note that this Mercury retrograde period begins with Mercury in a close conjunction with Jupiter. Thus, Jupiter, planet of beliefs, is being contaminated by retrograde Mercury and vice versa, further complicating communication. Jupiter is the planet of truth. Retrograde Mercury will distort the source of data and information upon which truth is based. Mercury's logical decision-making ability is compromised when it is retrograde. Meanwhile, Jupiter is contributing its natural energy to increase everything with faith and confidence. The result is that people become more irrational and are more prone to making mistakes than would be otherwise. This retrograde Mercury period gets split between two signs. On July 6th, Mercury will back into Gemini, and in so doing, will separate from Jupiter. For the remainder of its retrograde period, Mercury will be in its own sign, and since it won't be under another planet's influence, the problems will be a bit less. Mercury retrograde will last until July 23rd. After that, Mercury will slowly return to normal forward motion, and its significations will likewise slowly return to normal manifestation. Another pattern, already in progress at the beginning of the month, is Mars conjunct Uranus. I talked about this last month regarding what's going to happen when Mars enters sidereal Taurus on June 20th. Well, here we are, first week of July, and it's game on. Mars with Uranus is a rather problematic combination. It's the planet of force and aggression, combined with the planet of rebellion, disruption, and sudden unexpected events. The outcomes can be dramatic and potentially destructive. The surprises, chaos, and destructive events can be courtesy of Mother Nature or be man-made and have already been occurring, and there will be more to come. Mars is impatient for results. Uranus provides inspiration. But this doesn't necessarily work out as planned, especially when combined with retrograde Mercury. The exact conjunction of Mars and Uranus will be on July 4th at 9 degrees Taurus. Venus is one of the main planets that we depend on to make human existence enjoyable. It's the planet of love, art, beauty, pleasure, devotion, and relationship. Venus changes signs and enters sidereal Leo on July 4th. Leo is not the best sign for Venus because Leo is a fire sign, and like all fire signs, Leo is self-centered, which tinges Venus with a bit of vanity and selfishness. Since Venus is also the planet of harmony and agreement, with this combination, we can expect agreement will be harder to achieve, since Leo is naturally less willing to compromise. By the rule of dispositorship, the energy of a planet gets transferred to the ruler of the sign it is transiting in. Venus is having a problem due to absorbing the energy of Mars and Uranus, which are transiting in Venus's sign, Taurus. Mars, planet of aggression, plus Uranus, planet of disruption, will be spoiling the energy of Venus during the month of July. Venus will sustain further injury from Mars when, starting in the third week, Venus moves into position to receive the square aspect of Mars. The forward square aspect of Mars is considered highly detrimental, causing damage to the associated planet. Thus, the significations of Venus, such as agreement, value, compromise, finance, and so on, will be under attack during late July. The square aspect of Mars on Venus will become exact during the final days of the month. Okay, so there's a brief look at planetary patterns for July 2026, and here's a description of what's coming up in July's weekly videos. July 5th, an update on how current transits are affecting Trump's astrology chart. July 12th, an update on the USA chart's new K2 sub-period. July 19th, Venus in trouble while transiting in Leo. July 26th, a preview of planetary patterns for August 2026. You'll not want to miss out on all these great upcoming videos, so if you'd like to have access to July's weekly reports, donate $20 by clicking on or touching the donation card you see at the end of this video, which will take you to the donation page. And if $20 for a month is too much for you, you can donate $10. The link to each week's report will be sent to you via your email. Here's the link. Just click or touch the card, which will take you to the donation page. And if the card does not appear or doesn't work, you can find the link in the comment section below. Thank you, and until next week.